Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray in the collect for this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany that because we live in the midst of so many dangers, that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. How true and needful this petition is, we know from our own experience, an experience in the world where we are beset by temptation, knocked around by forces that are beyond our control, and finally overtaken by death itself. In our text, we have examples of those who cannot stand upright. There are, first of all, the disciples, who just three chapters earlier in Mark's gospel were sent out by Jesus, commissioned to cast out demons and to heal the sick. And they reported success. But now they come upon a case they are unable to handle. They cannot cast out this unclean spirit who so violently entangles this boy, throwing him down and causing him to foam at the mouth and to grind his teeth. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes down from the Mount of Transfiguration and he comes to his men, they are engaged in a scribal disputation. They are unable to give answer for their own powerlessness. These disciples cannot stand upright. And then there's the nameless lad in our text. He can hardly stand upright. Mark is graphic with his descriptions of a kid whose tongue and body are seized by a spirit that convulses him, causing him to roll around on the ground, even plunging him into fire and tossing him in water in an attempt to destroy him, paralyzing his body, making it as rigid as that of a corpse. This young man is unable to stand. He cannot, by the power of his own will, think himself out of this life-threatening predicament. His limbs and life flay and flop around in the dust as one for whom it would appear that death would be a relief and a mercy. And then there's the poor father. This poor man who has watched since from childhood his son enduring this demonic agony. Who has suffered more, the son or the father? Close call. He is helpless to alleviate the shame and the pain of his boy. The father cannot stand upright under the weight of this affliction. He brought his son to Jesus' disciples, but this demon is apparently too strong even for disciples. Disciples disappoint. And at first, it appears that Jesus is not going to be of much help either. After all, he laments their lack of faith. O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? But then Jesus says, bring him to me. And they bring the boy to Jesus. The unclean spirit reacts to the Lord's presence, causing the boy to tumble again on the ground and foam at the mouth. And the father makes a rather iffy petition. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus responds, if you can do anything, all things are possible for the one who believes. These words of Jesus open the man's lips for yet another prayer. And what a prayer it is. It is, in fact, the prayer that summarizes everything that the Lord has packed into the prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. It's the constant prayer of discipleship. I believe. Help my unbelief. That is the prayer not only of this desperate father, it is the prayer of every Christian. It is your prayer, for you cannot stand upright. When we confess the words of Dr. Luther's explanation to the third article of the Catechism, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. We are not only making a statement about our conversion or about our coming to faith. We are, in fact, confessing that it is only by the Spirit who continues to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify through the gospel that we can believe. In the present tense, I believe. Help my unbelief. And that is what you are praying for when you call God our Father and petition him that his name be kept holy among us, that his kingdom would come as he gives us his Spirit, so that we believe his holy word by his grace. That is what you are praying for when you ask that his will be done, even as he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of that demon and the father of all lies, the one who has been a murderer from the beginning, the devil, and the world, and don't forget your own sinful nature. That is what you are praying for when you implore him to receive your daily bread with thanksgiving, and when you petition him not to look upon your sins or on their account reject your prayer. That is what you are praying for when you call upon him in the face of temptation, asking him to guard and keep you so that the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh may not deceive you or mislead you into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice, and that finally, he would rescue you from every evil of body and soul and bring you to himself in heaven. I believe. Help my unbelief is the prayer that those who cannot stand upright pray. We can pray this prayer because the one who heard it from the lips of that desperate father went to Calvary to be our Savior, and by his resurrection from the dead, He stands upright forever as our great and everlasting High Priest, whose righteousness covers us and whose promises enable us to stand before Him forever. Faith confesses, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.